This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
Just so Bill shuts up, we're actually going to play this one-on-one interview with you and Albo.
Yes.
So, Fat, stand back. You've already recorded it, so shut up.
Oh.
Huh? He's about to ask a question.
Albo, welcome to Triple M, Albo.
He was about to ask a question of an already pre-recorded interview. Rabbits, drum roll, please.
After the success of his own political career...
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor-General?
Nobody is better placed to tackle the big issues with our nation's leaders.
Let me have a crack at this.
Today, our chief political reporter, William Brownless, goes one-on-one with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Have you thought this through?
This is Question Time.
Yes, it is indeed. Billy Brownless here with the Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Norman Albanese. Welcome to Triple M Melbourne.
Good to be here. I'm a little bit nervous after that intro, I've got to say, Billy.
I did run for politics on the other side. Jeff Kennett tried to get me up and I had,
There was your first mistake.
Spot on. Spot on. Exactly right. And I, as I said to him, I got no idea. He said, mate, I got no idea either, but I'm the Premier. But anyway, great to have you in Melbourne. Great to have you on board. We see you running around up there in Sydney in your Rabbitohs cap and hat and things like that. So we're down here in Melbourne. What scarf, what colour scarf or beanie will you be wearing?
Oh, mate, I wear a brown and gold scarf.
Oh, no.
And if you're a South Sydney supporter, right, and you're a little kid, you can't go for Geelong because they're the Canterbury colours.
Oh, yeah,
and you can't go for Essendon because they were North Sydney and Richmond Tigers, Balmain Tigers, and the Magpies are Collingwood or Western Suburbs in Sydney. So if your team is Cardinal and Myrtle or Red and Green, then you go for... the Hawks, and they had a pretty good team when I was growing up, I've got to say. They might do it a bit tough. Yeah. And I was there at the 89 grand final. I was there. I drove down. I stayed on Lindsay Tanner's floor and went out to the game.
Yeah.
And so I was there in 89. And then I went to the only grand final at Waverley as well.
Oh, yes.
Out at there. We met at Glenferrie Oval for beers at breakfast with the Hawthorne Social Club.
Yeah.
And then headed out and there were just far too many beers on the way out. It was a long bus ride.
Yes, exactly.
And it was a longer bus ride back at the Oval there when the boys came back.
They've been a very successful team. I don't know about this year, as you said, but 89, I was actually out there too. I don't know
You were running around.
Well, me and Ablett kicked 11 goals between us.
Yeah, he got 9.
That's my
and the Norm Smith.
Yeah, he did indeed. So you actually do know your footy. That's good.
I've always loved AFL. Yeah. My son played for the Newdown Swans.
Yeah, up there. Yeah.
In the Sydney Swans gear. He changed teams a few times, but I've never changed teams from Hawthorn. So we could struggle. But when Sydney came up, of course, South Melbourne became Sydney. I joined the Swans when they were in trouble and was a part of a campaign, SOS, Save Our Swans.
Yes, yeah.
When they were really struggling.
Were you there with the doctor and Leanne?
Yes, Dr. Edelston. Yeah, they were years best not spoken about, I reckon. some of the weird stuff that was going on there.
Warwick Capper.
Warwick Capper. He had a bit of flair about him, though, didn't he?
A lot of flair, but,
you know, I was there when Tony Lockett, kicked the point versus the Bombers. And me and a mate, we decided at that point in time, we literally rang up, booked airfares. We didn't have tickets to the game. So we went to what was then the MCG Hotel and one of us it was the Hilton then.
Yeah, well, it was back then.
Pullman. And tried to get 2 tickets, right? And we both scored at the same time.
Oh, no.
So then we had to flog 2.
You weren't scalping.
Well, we sold some. We sold some. What were we going to do? Waste them?
Well, that's all right.
We didn't make money out of it.
No, of course you didn't. No,
we
well
just
done.
Needed to get tickets.
Righto, beautiful.
And we needed jeez. Two and we got four.
Jeez, you're a footy fan. Hey, what about your last month? Do you just sit back and just think, what a bloody, how busy you've been? The Mardi Gras. First Prime Minister to march in that. Congratulations. How was that? Did you enjoy that?
It was awesome. I don't know why no one's marched before. There's very little chance as a politician to walk along any street in Australia and be cheered by 200,000 people.
Exactly.
So it was great. It's all I've marched for decades now.
Yep.
But it's the first time, obviously, as Prime Minister. And what I didn't understand even beforehand but afterwards was how important it was for, you know, there's a lot of people, not so much if you live in my electorate,
yep.
If you live in a bush area or a community, sometimes people can do it really tough.
Yeah.
And it was very important to people. Just so many people got in contact to say, thank you for marching. It made a difference to me.
Well, special to see you doing and marching. That is great. So, well, Australia says well done there. Then, of course, I love my cricket and we turn on the fourth test. We're waiting for the play to start. And there's you and the Indian Prime Minister on a float. You like your
float?
On
floats. A gold chariot.
Oh, mate, what about that going around the ground holding up play? That was unreal.
I didn't hold up play.
It was
come
late.
On.
No, it was late. We couldn't because you were, oh, I think the Prime Minister liked the photos and the cameras, didn't he?
he was pretty popular. We got, as we were going around, you know, I said to him, you're pretty popular. So we're chanting, Modi, 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 and everyone filming it. And he said, oh, they're cheering for you. I said, oh, thanks, Prime Minister, but I don't think they know who I am. And he pointed out the billboards that were around the ground as well. He said, they do now. And I think I'm probably better known in Ahmedabad than I am in Marrickville now. So,
yeah. Well, a lot more there. But what was that? And you like your cricket too?
I love my cricket. Yeah. I wasn't very good at cricket, but I do love it and love watching it.
Yeah.
I love all the stats and everything else as well about it. And the fact that you can sit there. I mean, I sat down with Prime Minister Modi for, we stayed for about 40 minutes of the play. It's the only chance you would get to have a one-on-one for 40 minutes without being bothered by anybody.
Yep.
And that's the great thing about the cricket. I went to the test in Sydney this year. Yeah. I went on day three for the Jane McGrath Day, raising money for breast cancer, of course. It's a fantastic charity. And not a ball was bowled, and it didn't really matter. it was a good day.
Yeah, well done. And then, of course, we just see you last week over in America with your good mate Joe Biden.
He's a good fella.
Doesn't he love his aviators?
He's a
he
good fella.
He looks cool.
He gave me a
I saw that.
He gave me a pair of his aviators. It's got his little signature on the glass in the corner.
Yeah.
And he's good value.
Yep.
And I think we get on really well.
Yeah.
We're both pretty similar.
Yep.
Both Catholic working class lads.
Yeah.
And so we get on very well.
And Rishi?
Rishi.
Yeah.
Rishi, I get on quite well with too. We have different politics, of course, but we get on well.
Yeah.
And I sat next to him at the big G20, the 20 biggest economies in the world, met in Bali last year. And we were next to each other for 2 days.
Yeah.
And so it was quite good to get to know him. He, of course, is my third British Prime Minister. I haven't been in office for a year yet. I've met three of them. We'll wait and
we'll see what happens.
We'll wait and see what happens there. It's sort of it makes Australia look stable.
It does.
Here's a little fact for you, Billy.
Righto.
The last seven elections in Australia, and we have them every 3 years, most countries it's four or five, have elected seven different prime ministers.
Wow.
Seven different ones. So my pitch next time around in part will be, let's get a bit of stability here.
Exactly. Back to back.
Back to back.
That's what you want. Back to back.
Exactly.
For elbow. But how was America? They're so patriotic. Actually, that's the word. So they love their American flags and things like that, don't they? And the subs. I've got to ask you about the subs, $368 billion or whatever it was. They must be all right.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. And, well, hey, a nuclear sub compared with a conventional sub is basically quieter, so it's less detectable.
Yeah.
It can stay underwater for longer.
It doesn't have to come up for a snorkel.
With the snorkel.
Yes.
They're faster.
Yeah.
So they're just better, basically. So if you're going to spend money and invest in our defence, you've got to invest in the best.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing. So it's a big number, but we're being upfront about that too. Yeah. When you think about it, it is actually under 10% of the defence budget. And will it make Australia more than 10% safer? You bet it will.
Yeah.
You bet it will. So it's a good investment, and it's one that we're making over a long period of time. We'll skill up the Australian workforce. And the other thing is that because it's such high tech, which is why it costs so much, the spin-off in jobs will be a bit like what the car industry was here in the post-war period.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big bonus for manufacturing jobs, and we need to make more things here.
Yes, and I reckon deep down, every Aussie knows that. Some don't agree with it because they're on the opposite sides to you or whatever, but we all know that. We need to be safe here in Australia. It's a best country, so that's why it would have been magnificent to come home after being in India and everywhere else in America. And were you missed? Were you missed by your two favourite women?
Two favourite girls.
Yeah.
Well, my partner Jody missed me, thank goodness.
Yes.
But my little four-legged friend Toto, she completely lost it. I think she was a bit worried that Daddy had gone away for ever and wasn't coming back. So that's a great thing about dogs.
Yeah, pets.
I love the Fove song, Dogs Are the Best People.
We got that.
It's true.
It just tells a story about, you know, unconditional love that they give you. And in this job, it is fantastic to know that no matter whether it's a good day or a bad day, then you get a great welcome home. Sometimes you get the same welcome if you've been away for a week, if you leave for 10 minutes.
That's right. Exactly right. But you do like your music, Prime Minister. We'll go to that very shortly because I'm going to ask you your favourite song. So just have a little think about that. I've just got a couple of more questions because you are the most important person in Australia. Pat Cummins may be there somewhere. And you have your security. But Australia's a pretty good place to walk around, I would have thought, is it? Do you feel safe?
It's a fantastic place.
Yeah.
And I think when I look at what happens overseas and the security that other leaders have, and I have security with me, I can go to the shops.
Yep.
I can walk around. My security sometimes get a little bit nervous about the what I do. Like I went to the Pixies concert at the Opera House forecourt. And was out there in the mosh pit.
Who with?
And
just on your own.
Went with some mates. Yeah, just
How
went.
Good's
and
that? How good
and
is
we're
that?
Just there with the crowd. We went to the Oils had their last ever gig at the Horden Pavilion, and I said to the guys who were looking after us, you know, it's good the seats you've got us on the side there, but. You know I'm not going to stay in the seats all night, don't you? They're like, yes, Prime Minister, we know, we're organised. So it's often a good spot at a gig, which is often they're able to secure as well, is, of course, where the mixing desk is.
Oh, right there,
so
yeah.
That's where the sound is great. So a bonus is that sometimes I get to just hang around the mixing area.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, I want to always ask you this. Have you got a big red phone at home that flashes if there's trouble?
Nope.
No, good.
No, just a mobile.
Just a mobile. Righto. Now, speaking of phones.
We do have secure systems, though, in which we can talk and secure rooms and all of that and secure videos.
Right.
And I have that at my home at the lodge in Canberra and at Parliament House.
Could you, on that phone you've got now, could you ring any leader in the world and they'll pick up?
Yeah, I hope so. I've got a few numbers in there.
A few numbers. If you rang old mate Macron, would he pick up?
Yep.
He would?
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely. No, good relationship with him. He's a good fella.
Yeah.
And he welcomed us to Paris.
Right.
And it was, we've got a good relationship.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, now, it's all about a team, especially your party, the Labor Party, very much a team. And you know, but you've got two great deputies. One is Penny Wong, who seems to be doing a magnificent job.
She is fantastic.
Yes. And the other one is the old Geelong, my old mate down there in Geelong, Richard Miles.
He is such a tragic, you know. He was so nervous in the lead up to the grand final this year. And I was saying to him, mate, you got this.
Geez, he loves the Cats. He's a Geelong boy, went to school there.
He is absolutely obsessed.
He is.
And his office was just appalling. Yeah,
blue and white.
It was just appalling. There was just stuff everywhere. And he made no sense all week. Well, no sense whatsoever in the week leading up to and the week after. It'd be like, what do you think about this issue? Yeah. What do you think we should do in the budget? He'd say, do you know the Cats won the grand final?
Good on him. That's the way. That's how we love him. Have you been down to Geelong to see him?
I've been down to Geelong and I've been to Cardinia Park. Oh. I've had kick to kick with Mr. Selwood.
Joel Selwood, yeah.
Down there at the Cattery.
Yeah, yeah.
So
good work.
We did that. We were getting filmed one day and
a photo opportunity, was it?
When you're in it, well, it was a bit, to say the truth, but it was during a campaign. And when you, when you're from Sydney, people assume that you actually know absolutely nothing about
that's
AFL.
That's right. True. Yeah.
So they assume that. And they assume you can't do a drop punt.
Ooh.
And they assume you can't.
Handball?
Handball, I'm not real good at.
Oh, right.
But I can do it. But they assume that.
Yeah.
And so I'm doing kick to kick, and we're getting further and further apart, right? It starts, 5 metres, 10 metres, 15 metres, 20, 25, 30, and they were just waiting for me to drop one. They were just waiting.
Oh.
So it's on, it'll be on social media somewhere on YouTube or something somewhere.
And you marked everyone?
Everyone. Oh, and then I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm stopping. I made my debut. Here's a tip for young listeners,
yes,
make your Aussie Rules debut before you're 50, not after.
No.
Because I made my debut in the Community Cup.
I
played for a few years.
Yeah.
I took a good mark. They can Google that. That was up there somewhere as well, right in front of the grandstand at Henson Park in my electorate.
But the injuries.
Playing for the Whalers. Well, I've got
fingers. Yeah.
Imagine that you can see this, listeners, but my finger now has an extra joint in it because it broke completely. Ooh. And I just, that was my third and last game of AFL.
No more.
I was convinced my KPI was just survive.
Yeah.
Don't try and take a tackle. And of course, we were, I think, 4 points up with, and it's 20 a side.
Yeah.
It's a mixed thing. Ooh. And so there were 40 people in our defensive 50.
Yes.
And I, of course, adrenaline got in. I made a tackle and, of course, ended up with my finger at 90 degrees.
Ooh, yeah.
At the knuckle. And I just put it back in.
You put it back in yourself?
Put it back in myself.
Which, tough.
Which they tough. Said when I arrived at the hospital, Balmain Hospital, they actually said, the doctor said that that was a good thing because if I had waited an hour to get there,
you wouldn't be able to
put it back. Tendons or something.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, so you're a doctor
too. I did it in an act of idiocy, really, rather than anything else. It was just, once again, adrenaline kicking in. But, young listeners, don't play Aussie Rules. Well, don't play your first game.
After 50.
Now,
Prime Minister, you're in the mighty city of Melbourne. Have you got any announcements or what are you actually doing in town?
Well, I've been here out there campaigning in Aston. There's a by-election on April 1.
All right.
So I've been out there with Mary Doyle. She's terrific.
Yes.
Out there campaigning in the community. So I've done that. Good. And then came to see you here. Had a few.
Well, we've got your song coming up.
Media so. Appearances.
Yeah. Good work. All right. Not going to the footy?
Not going to the footy.
No, right. Mighty Cats play tomorrow.
Yeah. Who are they playing?
Mighty Cats play today. They play Geelong take on Collingwood. Big game, MCG.
Ooh, very big. Oh, so, you should have that.
Well, we should, but Collingwood are going all right. They're not a bad side. People used to dislike them. Now they like them. It's unbelievable. They've done a big turnaround.
Yeah, they kept losing grand finals too.
Mm. What do you mean too? Like
well,
I did.
They lost more than two. No.
Righto, here we go. Now, we got your DJ. You actually DJed at the Corner Hotel for the Rock Dogs.
I did.
And you had all these songs here. We've just got a couple of them here. Nirvana. Is this one of your faves?
It is indeed. Yeah. I got to see them at the first ever big day out a long, long time ago. They played at the Horden. Everyone tried to cram in there. It was a pretty good gig, let me say.
This one? Yeah, so don't you want to be a big-time entity? Your place in history, but don't be scared of what we see. Spider-Bait, of course, and Cram from Spider-Bait is
Cram
your
is
mate.
A mate of mine.
He's your mate.
He's a fantastic guy. We text each other pretty regularly, and he's just great.
Yeah.
And
you text him back?
Yeah, I do. I used to see them all the time. And I haven't been to see them for a little while. They did the album with Janet singing.
Janet English, who I went to school with.
You went to school with?
With Janet,
well,
yes.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
And,
a bit smarter than me.
She's awesome. Well, that could be an intro to another song. I'm not sure you're allowed to play on Triple M.
Oh, what's that one? Hope?
You can say it, though. We can beep it out.
Yeah. Oh, I can't say it.
Okay, I'll say it. Fucking awesome.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. Righto, and this one? One of the greats. Look at him. He's getting the head going now. The Killers. MCG, I still remember that. Jack Revolt got up and sang. It was unbelievable.
That was awesome.
It was. It really was. And we've got one more here before you go to your favourite song.
Yeah.
The Saints.
Yeah. Know your product.
That is fantastic.
We did that gig. Tim Rogers
good man,
was the support act from was Tim Rogers and the Draft Dodgers. This band he put together. They were the support act at the Corner Hotel, and I was so nervous. I was like, are you guys serious? Yeah. You've put on this amazing rock and roll band, and then I'm just going to get up and play stuff I like.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Yeah.
So Dan Sultan got up and sang. I try to do songs that have sing-alongs to them.
Yeah,
so that the audience can get involved. It's just a bit of fun for charity.
Sweet Caroline's the best one for that.
Sweet Caroline is good, but I don't do that.
You don't?
It's a bit slow for my playlist.
Touching hands, touching.
Just saying.
Righto.
Now, sorry, Billy.
Here it is. The Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese.
You can't play Neil Diamond at the Corner Hotel, mate.
No, you're right.
Seriously.
Are you caught up with this? We're just talking about it the other day.
It's Triple M.
I know. Well,
not Smooth FM.
All right. Thank you, Elbow. What's the song that they drop their pants to at weddings?
Oh, Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock. Have you caught up with that stupid thing that's happening where Eagle Rock comes on.
Why do they drop their pants?
And they drop their pants and dance to it.
Why do they drop their pants?
I don't know. We're trying to find it out during the week.
I'm missing that.
No. I saw it over in Perth.
I'll ask one of my young staff. Maybe it's a West Australian thing.
It would be, knowing them over there.
You know?
Yes, exactly.
Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles, exactly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.